So now let's move to the day. One Touch Online Resources. In your handout, it describes the program, but it also says that one of the takeaways is going to be this toolbar. Some of us had an opportunity to have received and been using that for the last 3 weeks. And I can tell you, it is really solid. It saves me probably a half hour to an hour every day just in reduced navigation time. It's fantastic. So the man who developed that, it is my pleasure to introduce, Doug DeVitra. Doug started his professional career in his mom's basement, studying, learning, and soaking up whatever he could. When he got into real estate, I'm guessing now he's one of the original characters in Million Dollar Listings. In his first 3 months in business, sold $1 million of real estate with 9 deals. In his first 2 years in real estate, he earned 10 professional certifications, including CRS, ABR, and GRI. Was not a computer geek as a kid, but then this next sentence contradicts that one. Other than Atari and Nintendo, he didn't develop his passion for technology until college. He was recognized as Entrepreneur of the Year at the University of Missouri for some work he did there. Then he started to explore how to take a tech approach to selling real estate. Great guy. Friend him on Facebook for extra credit during the class. Please help me welcome Doug DeVitra.
Everybody have a pen in their hand, yes? Paper, you ready? All right, here we go. Like Les Brown says, if information could change people, everyone would be rich, skinny, and happy. This is probably how you're going to feel by the end of the hour and a half. It's going to go by real quick, and we're going to reference a lot of websites in a short period of time. So as long as you're able to type them down and write them down on your piece of paper, we're going to have a lot of fun. So a lot of information that's out there on how you can use social media, how you can use communication within your association. But here's the first thing I would write down on your piece of paper. Just because you can do something doesn't mean it's worth doing. In addition to that, make mistakes, and make mistakes often, because that's the only way you're going to learn some of these new tools. So as we go through some quick studies, 10% of learning is done through what's called an instructor-led environment, which we see right now, as a presenter speaking to many. So that's very ineffective in terms of actually retaining knowledge. 20% of learning takes place through what they call self-study or online education. So many of your agents who take CE online, 20% of that is effective. But now in the age of social media, 70% of learning is taking place what's called social learning, which is you start to share information and collaborate with one another. We're able to share some of those best practices, and it's all done online. So perhaps something to do when you go back is to Google the term social learning, or go to another site, www.youtube, and type in social learning. And there's a third one I highly recommend. It's called SlideShare, SlideShare, slideshare.net, and type in social learning. You'll start to see really the trends in terms of how people are sharing information and education. And in terms of how people, where they're spending, if we have an hour that they're going to spend online or digitally, you'll see that 13 minutes out of that hour spent on social networks and blogs. And email is becoming far less. Now, in terms of what are others, how many of you guys shop online? How many of you guys bank online? Yeah, how many of you guys date online? I got a great blog post that's the top 10 reasons why Match.com is just like selling houses online. Right? It's against the code of ethics to Photoshop your pictures. A property appraisal is an opinion of value. It's a good idea to get a property inspected by a third party before you follow through with the contract. We can see that many people are spending more on the social networks and the blogs in terms of the time and percentage of change over time, that email took a dive, negative 28% over the last year. Now, I don't think this is news, but in terms of effectiveness, we can start to see how we can effectively participate and where to find information. Now, my question to you is, how much time do you spend researching or looking for good information that would serve your members? Throw out a number in terms of minutes or hours per day. I guess they weren't serving coffee yet. An hour a day, okay, times how many weeks, times how many months, and then based on how much you're worth per hour, how can we shorten that time frame to where now we're able to reallocate some of that time to other projects? So here's another question for you. How long does it take you to find your homepage for your own website for your association? Now, that may seem like a very simple question. Okay, I've known it for years. It's www.nsbr.org. Well, does another association, are they able to access your website very quickly? And especially for many new AEs here in the room, it's very difficult to be able to find other homepages. You actually have to go and spend a little bit more time researching that information. And then we also think of in terms of blog posts. What's a blog? A blog is an online realtor association newspaper where associations, you know, type out articles based on what members are asking for, maybe upcoming events. Well, how long will it take you to find a specific blog post that perhaps you would want to share with another member? Does it take 15 minutes? Does it take 20 minutes? And so forth. Sometimes there's information that's out there we just don't even know that's available. And what is it costing our members in terms of we're not able to find that in order to be able to share that? Also with Facebook. How many of you guys are on Facebook? Raise your hands high. Look around the room. Turn to the person next to you with a big smile on their face and ask them very politely, will you be my friend? Based on the surveys that I've been doing other associations, I've been asking them, you know, what's their members' preferred method of communication? Have you asked that question lately? And perhaps done a survey, like a communication. And so you'll find out typically that Facebook is what? Number one. How long does it take you to find your own page? Or can members actually find your Facebook page? Do they even know that it even exists? Or how do you find another association's page? We're going to save you some time on that. And a very addition to that, Twitter, all the different tweets. And what's interesting within the way that these social media sites work, we can actually go quickly to maybe perhaps create a Twitter list to see what all the associations are talking about, or what all of the members are talking about, or what all the board of directors are talking about, just to segment it to a specific type of list. Video. Oh boy, video is very, very powerful. Actually, Brian Copeland has a session at 2 p.m. I highly recommend attending it. Video, if you were going to record a video and share it with your members, what button would you click next to record a video? Yeah, the red one, okay? Like, I'm not tech savvy. I'm really not. What do I press to stop recording? Yeah, the red one. Very good. And here's something to write down in terms of videos and doing it for your members. The best videos are in the coaching. Like, do you remember when you were two? Or maybe you took your child to go get their picture taken, or your grandchildren. So, you know, you've got the person who's happy, you know, dancing. And, you know, sometimes you got to, like, pull your cheek to remind them to smile, because nobody wants a video. I just attended this event, and it was the most amazing experience of my life. It was breathtaking, and I highly recommend it. Like, nobody wants that. So this is a good camera. It's called the Kodak ZI-8. Kodak ZI-8. And then what about pictures? Anybody doing pictures for the association? Like, who doesn't have a camera for their association? Here you go. Welcome. Because here's the deal. We don't either. Here's the deal. In terms of taking pictures and also with video, because that camera will also do video as well, let's think about it. There's all these different experiences. Pictures worth 1,000 words, a video is worth 1,000,000. How do we get this online? Or perhaps see what other associations are doing online so we can start to copy some of their best practices as well. PowerPoint presentations. How many people are in the room do you think are benefiting from today's PowerPoint? Okay, I hope most everyone. But why am I being so selfish with my time that I could put this PowerPoint presentation online? So we can think of, you know, make a list of your PowerPoint presentations for your association that you already have. Is it new member orientation? Is it the top 10 reasons to invest in RPAC? Is it the 12 steps in order to apply for membership or just to get started? Because what we can do is we can take our PowerPoint presentations and share them online. The tool is www.slideshare.net. S-L-I-D-E. share.share.net. We're going to actually go through a little bit deeper. We can actually go and find some of the PowerPoint presentations that already exist. So based off of a practical example, if we were to spend 5 minutes to find one good piece of content to share with our members, whether it's copy and paste, put it in email, copy and paste, put it in Facebook, copy and paste, put it into Twitter, 25 minutes per day, right? How do we shortcut that process? Because if you're literally spending hours and hours and hours on the day researching for information, what we're doing is we're limiting the amount of impact that we can make for a member. So how do we shortcut that information? So I'm so happy that you're here. This is a new project for me. It's something that we've created to increase your efficiency, to save you time, and time is what? Time is what? All right.
Hello, I just received my real estate license, joined a company, and now came here to pay my dues.
That is terrific. Congratulations. We will make sure you have the tools and resources for you to be successful. I want to share some websites so you can stay on top of Realtor Association news. Do you have a pen handy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, number one. Go to www.rassociation.com/education/continuing-education/new-member-orientation/student/new/.
Wait a minute. You are we going too fast. I have www.rassociation.com/education/continuing-education/. I ran out of ink because your link was way too long.
Oh, sorry. Here is another way you can get there. Go to www.rassociation.com and go to the upper left side of the screen and click on Education and then the bottom right corner and choose Calendar and then the green button in the middle that says Register. Does that help?
Oh yes, you mean click on everything until I'm able to find what I'm looking for, right?
Exactly.
Okay, got it. Where can I go to stay current with my information when dealing with clients?
I was hoping you would ask that. When you are already on www.rassociation.com, click the orange RSS button and subscribe to our blog using your Google RSS reader.
Wait a minute. Click the orange risk button on my Rosita. What in the heck does that mean?
Oh, don't worry. We have a class on that too. You can go to www.rassociation.com and go to the upper left side of the screen and click on Education and then the bottom right corner and choose Calendar and then the green button in the middle that says Register.
I just want to sell real estate. Can you help me, please? I want all of the information from the national, state, and local association of realtors information available at my fingertips without having to pick up the phone and call you. But I doubt that is even possible.
Yes, and monkeys fly out of my office every day. No, really, they do. Download the RE Association toolbar and you will have access to all of the Realty family information within two clicks, and I don't have to tell you to write down www.youwillforgetitanyway.com.
I'm so glad I chose your association even though the other one has better ham sandwiches.
How many of you have answered a phone call like that before? Yes. It's so true. www.extranormal.com is a tool that you can create these videos. So you kind of think about, you know, engaging in a dialogue. Maybe it's your next convention you want people to attend or why people want to become members of your association. What you can see is they actually answered some of those objectives or the kind of like the deeper why. So if you can go through there, you can create a script. It's very easy to do. So what it does is takes text and makes it movies. If you think that's cool, say cool. Now, in terms of probably the most powerful website that in the Realtor family is www.realtor.org. That's R-E-A-L-T-O-R.org. But there's so much. Like, how can you even go through it quickly to find exactly what you're working for? Because if you're looking for information specific to appraisal or commercial or realtor association exec or perhaps the new ePro certification, how can you quickly get there when just two clicks or less? That was just the National Association of Realtors. So you can go through specifically to see, not only was it organized by category, whether it's government affairs or it was podcast or it's legal, law and policy, you can quickly go to that specifically if you're working that position. So a GAD or government affairs director would quickly go to the government affairs section on the National Association of Realtors and see what they're tweeting about. What are the latest YouTube videos? With actually having to go to www.youtube.com, searching for Realtor Action Center, and then trying to go through it. So everything is available within seconds as opposed to spending how long? 5, 10, 20, 30 minutes per day. Because how many of you are working with associations with one or two staff? Okay, awesome. So in terms of thinking about, okay, I don't have time to be able to create videos. I don't have time to create PowerPoint presentations. I don't have time to create a blog post. Why not use the information that's already readily available at your fingertips? So real quickly on YouTube, just in terms of marketing and communication with YouTube, one thing I would write down is every video is its own link. Real simple. Every video, once you upload a video to YouTube, it becomes its own link. So this example up here, youtube.com/watch/ whatever the heck the rest of that means, as long as you can copy and paste and put this link in an email or copy and paste this link in a tweet or in Facebook, what it does is, I mean, that's it. And then you can actually watch the video right inside that specific platform. In addition to that, you know, in terms of blog posts, so you can go quickly from a new YouTube video that this is the Realtor Action Center's YouTube channel. So you can quickly go to a video for that very quickly to a blog post that the NAR puts out. And there's several different blogs that are out there. It's just a matter of what I would suggest is once you download the toolbar, you can start to go through and just see what's even available as opposed to, you know, picking up print and trying to decipher and go through each one by one. So in terms of PowerPoint presentations, here's just an example of one that NAR Research puts out. And I'm going to go through to try and dissect how SlideShare will work for you. Number one, you create a SlideShare account, okay? But you don't necessarily have to create a SlideShare account in order to view this PowerPoint presentation. What's interesting is you know, in order to get a PowerPoint presentation on SlideShare, there's one button at the top of the screen. What do you think the name of that button is? To upload a PowerPoint, what button do you click? Upload, very good. Okay, once you upload the PowerPoint presentation, it automatically appears on SlideShare. So you can start to see here, this at the very top, this is the link to this specific PowerPoint presentation. So slideshare.net/NAR research/mortgage-delinquency-by-state. Now, you can copy this link and put it in an email. You can copy this link and put it into your Facebook page. You can copy this link and put it into a tweet that you put out. Another thing to take a look if we dissect this link a little farther is if you want to see all of the PowerPoint presentations specific to NAR Research, we'll just type this in your web browser, slideshare.net/NAR research. And that will give you all the PowerPoint presentations that they have. Well, again, we can see if we go back to the toolbar, we can quickly just read the title. Now, in terms of newspapers, like how many of you guys read every article in the newspaper? There's usually like maybe one or so. But the reality is, how do you decide which articles you're going to read in a newspaper? Headlines, all in the headlines. So, you know, think of, in terms of creating the titles of the PowerPoint presentation or the YouTube video or the blog post, make sure it's a catchy headline, which that will increase the likelihood that people actually click and preview that content. Now, here's a new tool that SlideShare just came out with. It's called a Zipcast. What a Zipcast does, you can visit any PowerPoint presentation that's on SlideShare as long as you have a SlideShare account. At the very top of the screen, you can click Zipcast. And what it will do is it will open up kind of like a little mini window. You can hook up your video camera, you can tweet it out, and now it can be a meeting that you can go through and invite other people to join. So it's kind of like doing like a mini webinar using the PowerPoint presentations that already exist. If you think that's cool, say cool. Awesome. Well, what if you want this PowerPoint presentation on your website? How would you do that? There's actually a little button. Let me go back here. There's a little button that says embed. And once you click embed, it gives you that code you don't have to know anything about. Like, I am not tech savvy at all. I'm really not. But I can copy and paste better than anybody I know. Everybody know copy-paste? You know copy-paste? Say yes. Everybody make a big C. Okay, we got a problem. Some people are going this way, some people are going that way. What about paste? What's paste? Control V. Not P, but it's V, like inserting characters onto a page. So literally, it's copy-paste, copy-paste. So the question really is you can create all this content, but do you have to be a content creator to provide value? No. How many of you eat coffee beans? One? Okay. That's okay. That's okay. Because if you think about a coffee bean, right? If you just eat a coffee bean, But if we dive into the coffee filter, I would suggest that you become the coffee filter for your association, because not every piece of that information will apply that's out there. So, you know, the members are already overwhelmed with information as it is. But how can we be the filter for that information to provide what they want when they want it, which will hopefully keep us relevant, or in other words, become the source of the source? We don't have to know anything, but if we know where the information can be found and we can share it in a way based off their preferred method of communication, I think we'll find that we'll be a little bit more effective. So in terms of every state association, every local association of realtors, can you access their blog posts and their YouTube videos and their Facebook page? Here's another question for some of you that may not have some of these tools. What's the cost of not being there? What's the cost of not being there? If you go to www.google.com and you type in the name of your realtor association, do you pop up in terms of the links? Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six. Just something to think about. So let me show you real quickly how it works down with the state associations. Now, you saw at the very end of there was links for Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and SlideShare and some of the tools. Like, how many of you guys attended the ePro certification? Awesome. Great. Terrific. A lot of links to remember. Great, right? What I did is I actually went through each one of those social media channels and I made them available on the toolbar for you to access. So you can quickly, if you go to, you know, Facebook, your not my Facebook friends, but your Facebook friends or your privacy settings or your whatever. It's all available, so you don't have to remember specifically. What was that specific Facebook? www. I can't remember what it is. Well, now all that's available on the toolbar. A great example of a Facebook page is what they've done at the Houston Association of Realtors. Now, I want to dig down deeper to show you an example of why is it a good one? Well, it's not just in terms of the number of people that like the page, but if we take a look at one of the latest posts, see that 7 people commented on it and 15 people liked it. That shows engagement. That shows that people care. Like Dale Carnegie says, you get more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can in 2 years trying to get people interested in you. If we can engage in members and provide them value and comment based on what we say, we can actually engage in online communication as opposed to email. Let me ask you this in terms of email. What percentage of your email is spam? Throw out a number. 50%, 80%. That's a significant problem. So is it as effective as it used to be? What's the most worn out button on your keyboard? Delete. And what's the shelf life of an email? Do you mean if I were to send you, Carol, an email, how long will it stay in your inbox? You're being very polite. But the reality is we're hitting delete, 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 delete. Like, how do we remain relevant? But here's the bigger part of this picture. How many people are benefit by an email on just a communication? And it's not a blast email, but how many people, if I send an email to Carol, how many people benefit? 2, just me and her. Well, why am I being so selfish? If the discussion happens on Facebook, how many people can see that? So is it a good thing if people comment on Facebook? Yes. Do we take the time to answer or comment back? Because if you have a discussion where somebody comments on your page and you don't comment back, that's like this. Hey, what'd you have for dinner tonight? So that's just kind of another one of those tricks. And then specifically down in North Carolina, this is right off the toolbar here, we can go to North Carolina Association of Realtors, the tweets, and then you can see quickly what are they talking about. So what this does is now this increases the transparency that's out there to find out what are people talking about, how can we improve this communication, and so forth. Or if you see this, that Generation X adults ages 31 to 45 are expected to lead the revolution. You can actually click on that link that then will take you to Twitter that then you, perhaps you can retweet what they've had to say. Or you like the information so much, you think it's value to members, you just quickly retweet that. So here it is, my present to you. reassociations.ourtoolbar.com. Guess how much this cost to create this toolbar? Now, some of you that know me, I'm free, cheap, and easy. Free meaning the technology that I recommend, 9 times out of 10, it's free. If you like free, say free. Cheap means it's something as simple as investing $150 in a camera that I can use for a couple years. And easy means that, hopefully I explain it in a way that it's easy to understand and digest. So if you go type this link in your internet browser, you'll be able to download the toolbar. It takes about 2 minutes, and then you'll have access to every one of these things. What would you click on if you wanted to download the toolbar? Free download, the big green button. I'm trying to make this easy for you, right? Now, here's just some considerations as you go through, because the technology itself isn't always 100%. And then was I able to go through all 1,400 realtor associations? Well, the answer is no. Not every association has a website. So what I did is I actually took only the ones with 500-plus members. In terms of the browsers that you use, it works best on Firefox and Internet Explorer. All the NAR content is organized by category. Now, there's going to be some links that are on there that I just wasn't able to find, okay? So I'm going to share with you, if you want to make an update to this toolbar, you'll just be able to send me an email, and then we'll make it a priority to do so. Now, another thing to think about, though, too, is the way the toolbars, how many of you guys have, like, installed a toolbar before or tried to, and maybe it didn't work? Like, so there's security settings and your firewall settings you'll have to go through just to make sure that you're able to download. And, you know, what's interesting is in terms of, like, downloading different toolbars, if you can download probably, you know, every time you download a toolbar, it takes up a section of your screen. So if you download, let's say, 20 toolbars, you have nothing to look at on your computer. Okay? So it's kind of like maybe we use one or two, and then maybe that's about it. So here's the email to send me to get the update. So you go to email me at toolbar@dougdevitry.com and make sure that it's a priority. And if something's incorrect, if we have a link or an RSS feed that's incorrect, make sure that we take care of that right away, because this isn't just for one person, it's for how many people? I mean, can consumers download this toolbar? Can agents download this toolbar? Can other staff download this toolbar? Absolutely. So perhaps when you get back, you would want to share the link so that way everyone will be able to participate, because it will save you time, and time is what? Money. Here's the site that I used to create the toolbar. www.conduit.com, conduit.com. Actually, I created my first toolbar back in 2008. I went through and I just tried to set it up. I was trying to figure out, okay, what are the things that I wanted to put on that will save me time? Because if I have a link that I access on a regular basis, perhaps I type it in, you know, 3 times in a month, then perhaps I want that shortcut to where I don't have to actually type it in again. I want to type it in once and then just be able to find it within some sort of menu. So when we think about storing content, not just for your association, but for other associations, what I think about is each one of these social media sites is its own content management software, if you will. Or it's like, the blog essentially is like the brain of your association. Which is a little scary. But then also Facebook can be storing content, Twitter, YouTube, and SlideShare. And you can then break it down between NAR, state, and then local. So these are perhaps accounts that you would set up if you haven't already, and if you don't want to go through the time, just because you can do something doesn't mean it's worth doing. You have to find out basically how much time do you have to be able to allocate to some of these activities. Now, in terms of your website right now, have you actually taken the time to put some of those icons, whether you participate on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter? And do they appear on every page? Some people say yes, some people say no. Maybe that's a homework assignment for you to be able to go back and do that. Now, will a member, if you tell this to a member, hey, member, we've got this great blog we've just created. We write articles on a regular basis. But in order to subscribe to our blog to get the latest updates, you're going to have to go out and get an RSS reader. What's the member going to say? What the heck is that? So to take that a step further, I would make sure that your blog gives you the ability to subscribe to by email. Because many people are still using email, and it's subscription-based, meaning they've opted in and you haven't necessarily forced it on them. Sometimes with marketing and communication, we force stuff on people they don't necessarily want. This gives them the ability to subscribe. If you want to give people the ability for them to subscribe to your blog using email, www.feedburner.com. That's FeedBurner.com. Again, FeedBurner is FeedBurner.com. Gives people the ability to subscribe to your blog by email. So if you wanted to create your own toolbar, there's nothing stopping you from doing that. I'll show you exactly how to do it here step by step. So if you go to conduit.com, you create an account, and this is kind of what it looks like. You can start to go in and add these different menu buttons, and then what it's going to ask you for are the two that I recommend. There's a lot of options here. Is number one, a link button, and number two is a menu button. I mean, this is where we start to get this is where it becomes a little techy, but it really isn't. So a link button or a menu button. And what you're going to do is when you create your toolbar, you're going to come up with a list of links and a list of RSS feeds. Or perhaps this, okay? Because sometimes we get a little techy with this. Here's something I would suggest. Is know the why and delegate the how. Right? Like know why some of these are important, or at least understand some of these things to where you then go back and you meet with your IT department or somebody in the marketing communications. You can start to say, are we doing some of these things or not? So make a list of links and RSS feeds, and we're going to be a little bit more specific of what types of links and RSS feeds to include in your toolbar. And in terms of a rule, whenever you create a social media account, such as Twitter, it automatically produces a link. So the example for my Twitter profile is twitter.com/DougDeVittory. This is the link that I would put, maybe as a logo on my website. Maybe I put it the link in my flyer. And perhaps when people go to pay their dues next time, because that's the only really time that they really engage, that like everyone has to engage. Perhaps we put that link to make sure that they would follow us on Twitter if we're really using that as an effective tool. So for YouTube is a link, for SlideShare is a link, for Facebook is a link, and so forth. Secondly, this is the second rule of social media that most people aren't aware of. Every single social media profile has its own RSS feed. Now let's talk what an RSS feed really is. What's RSS? Everybody say RSS. Say it again. RSS stands for really simple syndication. Just know it's really simple. Get a big smile on your face. Turn to your neighbor real quickly and tell them it's really simple. Let me explain it to you in a way that makes sense, okay? RSS. With RSS, and I'd write this down, with RSS, you're either a publisher or you're a reader. With RSS, you're a publisher or you're a reader. So if I'm creating my Realtor Association online newspaper that people can subscribe to our updates on a regular basis, what am I? Am I a publisher or am I a reader? Publisher. And then who are my readers? Members, who else? Let's categorize them here. Let's think about it strategically. Perhaps it's the media that subscribes to our blog. Who else? Other associations subscribe to our blog. Who else? Affiliates that subscribe to our blog. Because you can see if we can like dissect the information specific to the category, what we can do is take all of our blog posts and we can categorize them to serve a specific group. Because there's going to be some groups that don't want everything, they just want a certain section of it. So with RSS, you're either a publisher or a reader. What I would write down on your piece of paper is RSS is the automatic delivery from the publisher to the reader. Like very similar, if you were to take a piece of mail and you were to drop it in the mailbox, so that way the postman picks it up and it automatically goes to the recipient. The mailman is kind of the person. You just know automatically it's going to get there, right? So RSS is the automatic delivery, or instantaneous, from the publisher to the reader. And with every social media profile having its own RSS feed, we can then figure out how can we integrate these feeds to where they work for us, so we can access information just like that based off of what we've seen in the toolbar. Number one, if this is the link. Now, let me go back here. See this little orange icon? You'll see this over and over again. Now, this is brand new to you. I would actually draw this little logo on your piece of paper. So you kind of have a little circle at the bottom left, and you have the different fans that kind of come off the side. And anytime you visit a website, whether it's your member or another association's blog, click on that button, and that's what it'll give you. This is the link that it'll give you. It'll say RSS at the very end of it, or it'll say feed, or it just depends on whatever profile you're using. So here's some examples of RSS feeds to kind of integrate into your communication plan or marketing plan. I think somebody asked me, what's delicious? Did anyone say bookmarks on their computer? Okay, whom does that benefit? You. Why are you being so selfish with your bookmarks? What Delicious does is a free profile that you can create. It's kind of the social sharing of bookmarks. So perhaps you would bookmarks favorite sites that your members would have interest to. And you can even integrate that to where you bookmark a favorite site and then it automatically goes out to Twitter. So with every social media site having its own RSS feed, what we can do is have it set up to where we don't have to go and update things every single time or every single minute. Save us so much time. Now, here's a question to kind of think in terms of, like, what have we already created? We've created Facebook, we've created Twitter, we've created all these different channels. Have you actually have a list of how to be able to track everything? Or if you want to get started, there's four things you need to create a social media profile. Number one is you need a username, which becomes your brand, very similar to, you know, me for my brand, it's Doug DeVitri, Doug DeVitri. Or Doug DeVitri on Twitter, Doug DeVitri on SlideShare, Doug DeVitri on Facebook. For you, it's going to be your association. That's going to be your username. The second thing you need is an email address, right? Everybody has an email address, I'm assuming. Third thing you need is a password. Well, the question is, okay, if we have other people that are managing our profiles, how do we make sure that they remember what the passwords are? How do you remember 20 passwords for 20 different social media profiles? Yeah, use the same one, right? But you know those who participate in social media are 50% chance more likely to be victims of identity theft. Actually, here's another. I just published a blog post. It's what to do when your how goes AWOL, or your marketing assistant or your intern who's in charge of this, is if they leave you, do you have some security issues in place? So one thing that I do is I have a rule for my password. That way I have an individual password for each one. But the rule helps me remember it. So at least real quickly, my rule is I take the first four letters of whatever the social media account is, like Facebook is F-A-C-E, and then my four-digit PIN, 1234. So my password for Twitter, T-W-I-T, 1234. LinkedIn, L-I-N-K, 1234. And then so in terms of a spreadsheet to be able to track all this information, this is a link that you can download a free spreadsheet. Go to budurl.com/trackprofiles. So you just type that in, you'll be able to download the Microsoft Excel spreadsheet version 97 of 2003. If you think this is exciting, say, yay! All right. So in terms of the link, this is where we get a little bit more geeky, but it's really not. If you find the RSS feed for YouTube itself, this is the link for my RSS feed. Now, here, I would actually write this down, write out the whole entire link. Why? Because for those of you that have already created your YouTube channel, what you will do is you will just replace whatever the username is for the username for your YouTube channel. So if I wanted to get the RSS feed for the Government Affairs Realtor Political Action Party, all I can do is I type in youtube.com/RSS/user/realtor-action-center/videos.rss. So just replace move with Doug with whatever you have. Now, this not to confuse you or anything, but you know when I was in the trenches selling real estate, my brand was Move with Doug. Everything was Move with Doug, Move with Doug, Move with Doug. And I had about like 100 different videos that I had, or not 100, maybe about 75 that I just wanted to keep intact. Well, instead of re-uploading videos, I just kept the same one. So, because the reason why this is confusing is like, what does Doug actually move? Does he own a moving company? Is it real estate? Is he a dancer? Like, what does he move? Sometimes I create these jokes just for myself. Very similar to SlideShare, I would write down this entire link for SlideShare. SlideShare.net/RSS/user/Doug DeVittory/presentations. And the reason why I encourage you to write down this link is because then just go to whatever the username is for your SlideShare account that you're working with and just replace it with your username. Easy, right? But here's the challenge. Many of you, this is the first time you've seen this, right? First part of learning is awareness. Repetition is the mother of learning. Like, I hear, I forget. I see, I remember. To physically do, you'll understand. It's part of the video that explodes right next. Everybody get that? Any more time? Okay. So the next one in terms of Twitter, how do you get the RSS feed for your Twitter account? Well, it's really simple. Just visit your Twitter profile, and at the very bottom it says RSS feed of your association tweets. Now, I'm not going to remember what the heck that means, are you? Or what that is or what that means? But if I can copy this and paste it into whatever my communication channel is, it'll automatically send out updates based off of whatever the tool that it is. So that's why this RSS feed becomes important. Now, you don't have to remember what it is, but it's just a matter of finding that specific link. So here's where it gets a little bit more confusing. But you don't have to remember this stuff. You just have to find. Click on the orange button. So for Delicious, there's the RSS feed. For SlideShare, there's a couple RSS feeds there. For YouTube, Twitter, Flickr, FriendFeed. Depending on which social media channel that you're using, this is how it's all integrated. If you really wanted to dig deep down into the how, that you would, and some people actually are the staff that would actually fulfill that. Next, in terms of your blog or another's blog, you can actually, every blog is kind of categorized, very similar to the USA Today, right? What are the sections in the USA Today? If you were to break it out by sections, you've got the money section, you've got the sports section, you've got the life section. And based off of your association, you may have the government affairs, knowledge services, or professional development. You may have YPN as another category of blog posts. What you can do specifically with your blog is set it up to where individuals can subscribe just to government affairs or just to professional development as opposed to getting everything. Now, what I would write down on your piece of paper, you don't have to remember this specifically, is every category of blog posts has its own RSS feed. So every blog has an RSS feed, but every category of posts has its own RSS feed. In terms of blogging, what software do I use and would recommend to an association? WordPress. If you guys want a 22-page guide on how to set up your association WordPress channel, budurl.com/WordPress guide. I'll slow down. BUD, Bobby Umbrella David. URL, umbrellarobertlarry.com/Word, WORD, press, PRESS, guide. Yes. No, this is important. Bud URL, BUD, URL.com/ WordPress, WORDPRESS, guide, GUIDE. Notice I share, not sell. Share. But then it's up to you to be able to prioritize what within your plan do you want to be able to implement. So here's another thing that I share. It's actually the link to a lot of these different resources. But one thing I will do as a way of saying thanks for showing up, how many of you guys would like me to email you all my PowerPoints, all my videos, all of these guides, like into one digestible format? If you want this, please say yes. Okay, if you would, please then take out a business card, pass it into kind of the center here. And what I do is when I get back, I'll create an email to send out that has all these different links that I've mentioned. That way you don't have to specifically write everything down. This way, when you go back, you'll be able to prioritize, okay, what do we want to do next? What does our strategic plan say we need to work on first? Do we need to create a blog, or do we need to create a Facebook page, or what do we need to have first? And then in addition to that, if I don't know if everybody got one of these. This is like a little red card. Type in this link in your web browser, and it'll also have some stuff specific to what we're talking about today. Not everything that I have, but just specific to what we're talking about today. Can you pass that back? Thank you. So let's dig down deep to the toolbar. Okay, we're creating the toolbar itself. We're back to here till we can start adding link buttons and menu buttons. So here's an example of a menu button. Now, there's a logo that you can attach to it. And then if you click on edit, you can even add in a submenu, a link, or an RSS feed. The three that I would choose, really, that you, again, we're gonna have to be, this doesn't have to be that complicated. Just choose these three. Number one is a link. Number two is an RSS feed. And then number three is a submenu. So you can kind of break it down to another category. Kind of like a table of contents. You kind of have different menus. And then in terms of the icons, here's a link where you can get some of these icons, these different social media ones. Now, again, you don't have to write this down specifically. If you actually go to this link here, it'll give you the one to where, if you see it on the SlideShare presentation, you can actually click on the link. So, again, I think we have some of these in the back, and I've got some more of these up here, the little red ones. Now, in terms of a link button, if I wanted to... Okay, we can choose an icon here, or we can upload an icon under your icons. Now, you don't have to remember this specifically, but just understand that this types of things are possible. And then under here, number three, where it says enter in a URL, where do you get the link for your Twitter profile? What should be up in your internet browser? What's the shortcut for copy? Control-C. What's the shortcut for paste? Control-V. So it's copy-paste, copy-paste, copy-paste. Now, literally, you could copy and paste until your eyes turn red. That's why I've taken the time to actually go through and create that master toolbar for you. And then if you want to be able to go and create your own, you have that ability to do so. Very similar to an RSS feed, where would you put the RSS feed? Or where would you find the RSS feed? Remember that little orange icon? Click on it. When you click on it, it has the link at the very top. What's the shortcut for copy? Control-C. Then you come where, then add, where to say RSS feed URL. What's the shortcut for paste? So this is how this whole entire thing was set up. Copy, paste, copy, paste, copy, paste, copy, paste, copy, paste. So within, let's talk about specifically for Facebook in terms of one touch. If you wanted to quickly get to kind of the, what are the latest things people are talking about on Facebook, this is all of the Facebook news taken from the Facebook blog. If you wanted to get to your friends, not to my friends, but to your friends, you would actually click on the Facebook logo and click friends. Or if you wanted to see all of the pages that you've liked or became a fan of. Or you want to create your own Facebook page for your association. Like, what's the link? Well, it's facebook.com/pages, but you're probably not going to remember what that means or what that is. So it's all available here on the toolbar here itself. Now, for Twitter, the same thing. There's probably in the ePro class that you took, there's a lot of those sites specific to Twitter. Let me share with you just a couple of them within Twitter itself. What do you use for email? What software do you use for email? Outlook. What else? Gmail. What else? Yahoo, AOL. What do you use for Twitter? Some people say TweetDeck. Someone said Hootsuite. If you want to update many of these social media profiles in terms of the update, a tool, a free online tool, is called Hootsuite. And you can see, you know, like Twitter by itself, there's that long list of tweets. Well, this breaks it down into categories to where you can see these are all the people that I follow. These are all the people who included me in a tweet. These are the private messages that I didn't want everybody to see. And then these are all the tweets that I sent. So it kind of breaks it down specifically. Now, here's what I do. I don't go up to my internet browser and I type in Hootsuite. I just go quickly to my toolbar every single time and then be able to access it right from there. So again, you can think of doing all these different activities. The more repetitive you are in saving yourself time, you'll be able to focus that time on other resources. Now, here's another tool called TwitVid. This is videos on Twitter. Now, funny story, actually, it's 2009. I was at the Texas convention. I was on my way to the Nebraska convention. My flight got canceled. I had to go to the different airport. And I got picked up in this kind of, it was kind of a sketchy looking cab because it had these disco records and microphones inside. I'm like, what is this all about? It was actually a karaoke cab in Dallas. Now, if I were to tell you, hey, I just took the karaoke cab, would you believe me? No. So what I do, I actually took out my iPhone and I recorded myself singing. Well, it was funny because I was like, this is really a karaoke cab? Well, let me see the book. I've had a long day. I'm ready to sing and get down. So I asked him for the book. And when he gave me the book, I chose Kool and the Gang Celebration. So as I told him the song, he punched it in the stereo, whatever, the screen, kind of like, you know, children have that screen in the back that kind of comes down to watch TV. Well, the karaoke came, and I was singing my heart out. We're going to have a good time tonight. Celebrate. He almost ran a red light. So if you watch that video, you can actually see him like slamming on the brakes. I don't know how safe that is. I definitely had my seatbelt on. Oh, I'd love to show it to you, but I did not put it in the presentation for today. Oh, maybe next time in 2012. So I've actually made this link for TwitVid for all my Twitter videos. If I wanted to share the link in an email or I wanted to take the code to where now the video appears on my blog or website, I can quickly go to TwitVid to be able to access that. And then here's another one in terms of searching for information on Twitter. It's called TwazUp. 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 Turn to your neighbor real quickly, look them right in the eye with a big smile on your face and say, Twaza! Here's what I would do in terms of a homework assignment to really see what have people have been talking about, the Association Executive Institute here in Dallas, Texas, 2011. I would go to twazup.com and in the search, like you're searching Google, in the search type in Pound AEI 2011. That's the entire online conversation that people are talking about. Like the conversation exists online right now. And the question is to you as an individual, do you want to know what people are talking about online? And very interesting enough, people are sharing links and resources kind of as a way of those individuals are taking notes for you if you're not in those specific sessions. So TwazUp is a tool that I've also included in the toolbar. Now, for YouTube can be a little complicated in itself in understanding what's available. One thing I would write down in terms of YouTube is what's called a custom video player. A custom video player. What a custom video player does is it only plays certain videos within a playlist. Okay? So like if you have a CD, you kind of create your own CD from scratch. You kind of create your own little playlist. And number one, you choose the songs. And number two, you choose the order of the songs. Well, who's your favorite artist? Music. Pink Floyd. Who's Pink Floyd? I'm only kidding, Terry. I'm only kidding. How many songs have Pink Floyd created before? Let's say 100. So you can actually choose The Wall to be number one, and then number two to be, I don't know, somebody help me. Dark Side of the Moon. Okay, then specifically to YouTube is, let's say there's videos that already exist, specifically government affairs. Like, do you have a government affairs page on, like, website, or page on your website? It says government affairs. What you can do is, you can take what's called a custom video player and embed it into your website that only plays government affairs videos. Now, you set it up once, it produces the code for you, copy, paste, throw it in there. Again, I don't know what all this stuff means. I just know what to copy. I just know what to copy and where to paste it. So once I set that up, I can now add in each video that I see that I want to be a part of my website into my playlist. It's done automatically. Now, in terms of setting up this code, you only have to do it once. Like, you know Ron Popeil with his rotisserie chicken oven? What does he say with his rotisserie chicken oven? Set it and forget it. Just do it once. A great example of a YouTube channel that I'm very proud of is go to youtube.com/HARTV. It's probably one of the best that I've seen. And it's organized in the playlists and also within the different pages on HAR.com. You can see the custom video players that only play those specific examples. So youtube.com, youtube.com/HARTV. It's like Houston Association of Realtors, YouTube videos. Next for Google. How many of you guys use Google for some of your applications? Okay, awesome. Do you remember what the link is? Like if I were to say, what's the link for Google Docs? What's Google Docs? Google Docs is an online collaborative tool to where people can go in and say a committee can go in and add, you know, make changes to the agenda in real time as opposed to emailing back and forth to come up with one document. It's kind of like an interactive type of document. Well, how can you, what's the link to Google Docs? Like off the top of your head, do you remember what it is? Here's another shortcut. Google Docs. D-O-C-S. It was a whole lot funnier last time I said that. Or you can go right here to the toolbar. There's Google Maps. My question to you is on your contact me page for your association. Like maybe you already have your the phone number, the times of operation, the address. Do you have a link to LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook? But then also with Google Maps, you can actually put in an interactive document. That way people can type in their own and get their own driving directions from wherever they are. It's as simple as being able to find the Google Maps, typing in the address, getting the code, and copy and paste it into your site. So these are the applications within Google that I would recommend. Also in terms of managing your reputation online, like if somebody were to say something good about your association in their blog, do you want to know about it, yes or no? Only about half the room. If somebody says something bad about your association, do you want to know about it? Absolutely. So what we can do is think about in terms of managing our reputation online, the three that I recommend are Google Alerts, which takes kind of all the web. Social mention is another one that I highly recommend. The reason why I like social mention is because you can actually break it down to a specific category of blogs, pictures, comments, bookmarks. Microblogs, for example, Twitter is a microblog. It's kind of like Google on steroids. And then finally, TweetBeep. TweetBeep is very similar to Google Alerts. However, TweetBeep works for which online application? Everybody say together with me, Twitter. Awesome. Now, I've mentioned a couple links that, you know, I've got these documents, whatever, that have really long links to them, you know? You know, a link that's really, really long, it takes up like half the page on an email. Well, how do you take a long link, shorten it to where you can post it on Twitter, or at least be able to remember it? The one that I use on a regular basis is one called budurl.com. I've mentioned over and over again, budurl.com. Or another one people use is bit.ly. If you want to produce one of those scan QR codes, like I've got one of those little QR codes on here, google.com will do it with create this little picture in seconds and also shorten it for you. The reason why I personally prefer budurl.com over some of the others is because I can actually go through and customize to make it budurl.com/trackprofiles or budurl.com/WordPress guide. So these are all included on this toolbar. That way you don't have to remember what they are. You can just kind of go through and research them on your own time. It's already there for you. How many of you feel like this so far? Now, you don't have to know everything there is to know about social media or online communication. So what I would try and think about is, okay, why is this important to me? Why is it important to be able to manage my reputation? Why is it important for me to share the YouTube videos that are already created from the National Association of Realtors? Because the reality is, if you spent all day on the computer, would you really be able to serve your members effectively? What's the best way to communicate with a member? Face-to-face. Thanks, Dorothy. Face-to-face. What this does, what the social media does, is that what it helps do is helps enhance those relationships online, or perhaps gives you the introductions to those relationships to where now we can really have a discussion that means something instead of just tweeting about it and poking people. Here's the tasks. Copy, paste. If you can copy and paste, please say yes. Awesome. That's really all it is. I really do not understand any of this geek code. What it's done, it's taken me a little bit of time to figure out where some of these icons are. And really, when I look at a site, the way that I can analyze it is I'll start to kind of scroll through. And I'll start clicking on everything. And if I don't know what I'm looking at or I don't understand what it means, there's a big button on the top left-hand side of the screen. It's called the back button. How much are you worth per hour? Are you worth $10 an hour, $20, $50, $100, $75, $200? I don't know that question. But do you think that you can have somebody help you with some of these tasks at a fraction of the cost of what it is for you as an association executive or as a department head? I just broke this down based off of an example. Now, here's the challenge with putting out an example. People will say, well, I want to go work for that association. Now, where would you go find somebody to help you? Perhaps you may have members to be able that already know some of these things, maybe some of the YPNers and so forth, but like, where would you find somebody to help you? High school. Where else? College. Here's one for you, www.craigslist.com. Okay, but follow me here. What I would do is that when I go to Craigslist.com, I would put a job ad for my specific area. And what I would do in the subject line is I would type in computer savvy administrative assistant. I want somebody who's tech savvy, not somebody who could just say they're in marketing. Because you know what? The definition of marketing of today is a whole lot different than what it is tomorrow. If you want a good book in order to build raving fans and subscribers for your association, to really understand the pulling people in as opposed to pushing people on information, here's the book. It's called Inbound Marketing. Bound, B-O-U-N-D, Inbound Marketing. It's a fantastic book. Here's another resource for you. Or at least, okay, in order to give other people education that you perhaps won't be able to provide or just don't have the funds or resources to be able to provide. The authors of Inbound Marketing own a company called HubSpot, H-U-B-S-P-O-T. And here's why I recommend this company. If you have the program iTunes, which you know you can download podcasts and so forth, they probably have about 33 webinars, one-hour webinars, just on these different online communication tasks, whether it's optimizing your website or creating a blog or best practices on Twitter, how to create a Facebook fan page. These aren't just done by people in real estate, but these are done by the pros who really get the stuff. So that's another tremendous resource for you to be able to understand like what to delegate. I literally watch these webinars on my iPad. Guess how much that costs? If you like free, say free. It's amazing what's available. So now we know what to delegate. Where do we find this person? Or what do we even put in there? Here's a job description for your communication person. Here's the link you would go to. budurl.com/delegate-the-how. Now, delegate is spelled D-E-L-E-G-A-T-E. Delegate. D-E-L-E-G-A-T-E. Delegate the how. budurl.com/delegate-the-how. You can copy and paste, put that into your Craigslist ad, and then go forward and customize it. You know what the reality is some of you have actually manufactured your own labor. Like you've had kids. So think about it. We don't have to know all this stuff, but also it's just because we can put out information, are we putting ourselves at risk? Do we have a way to be able to track? Because do you think that this individual understands the code of ethics, yes or no? Do you think they understand fair housing? Or MLS rules and regulations, or intellectual property at that. So we have to have some sort of, not control, but be able to way to track to see what are people putting out, so that way we can identify to know if that's consistent with our strategic plan and our objectives. So here's a lot of things you can do, right? You've been given a lot of links. You've been given a lot of resources, a lot of things that you can do. But just because you can do something doesn't mean it's worth doing. Now, you may have heard this before, but prescription before diagnosis is malpractice. Here's where it kind of gets... If I were to realistically say, hey, you need a Facebook page, or you need a blog, or you need a YouTube channel, that may not work for your association. Okay? Stop. Here's another thing to write down. Stop listening to other people's shoulds. So it's time to ask those questions. What do people need? And hopefully that toolbar will give you some quick links and resources that you can get to what you need quickly to be able to share it based off, more importantly, their preferred method of communication. So I started out with this idea of this toolbar in 2008. It's become an evolution. And just like your evolution of your marketing, as maybe you've created a blog, but you want to take it to another level. It never stops. The learning never stops. Eric Hoffer says, the learner shall inherit the earth because the learned or the learned find themselves beautifully equipped to handle a world that no longer exists. Like, which world are you living in? Because the reality is this information is changing. There's different ways people are communicating, and I know you can do this stuff. Now, one thing I do want to mention before I leave is they actually have this out in the hall. It's the Association Performance Guide. It's actually step-by-step some of the things that we've kind of discussed and working with. So this is kind of another resource that you can kind of take away if you haven't had enough already. Different links to LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, SlideShare, all specific to those channels. Now here's what I know about you without actually knowing you, each one of you individually. As weird as that sounds. Like, you cared enough to show up. Like, if you weren't interested in saving time, you wouldn't be here. The question is based off of these things, which one are you going to do first? And then more importantly, which of them are you going to prioritize? Like, on the way back home, like, setting up a prioritized list is going to be more than anything in the world. Now, what's going to be difficult in prioritizing that list is you may not know. That's going to be a conversation that you have, perhaps with your board of directors or your leadership or having your members. But if you can get everybody to kind of follow that vision that you've taken back from here, the Association Executive Institute, you can really implement change in a way you never thought possible. Making people feel like they own this as opposed to trying to do all the work for you. You already have talented people within your association that can do some of these things in terms of leadership. It's just, it's identification, not recruitment. Identify the people who can help you you'd really, really be able to make an impact. So no matter where you are or where you head, I'm always here. Let me give you free tech support 24/7 days a week. If you're excited to hear about it, please say yes. 314-496-5973. 314-496-5973. That's my phone. Call me. Call me. I will help you. I know some people are shaking their heads right now in the room. They've actually picked up the phone and called and made a difference. One of the best people as far as R&D of all the realtor associations is my friend Ron over there. Rips off everything that I've got. R&D, rip off and duplicate. Take these ideas, and I know you'll be successful. Thanks for spending your morning with me.